You go to the gym?
Yeah, I do. We go to the same gym that you got kicked out of.
I don't go to that gym anymore anyway. It's
you stopped
boring.
Going because they threw me out?
No, I boycott Equinox because they kicked you out.
Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. A lot going on in the world. There is good and evil, right versus wrong. And I have with me today Woke Bay. BuzzFeed call him Woke Bay. His real name is Hassan Packer. He is a political commentary on the Young Turks TYT network. Thank you for coming on. Should I call you Woke Bay or Hassan?
Whatever suits you. Whatever you want to call me, I'm fine with that.
And why you call Woke Bay?
I think it's a heavily commoditized marketing term. It has nothing to do with like anyone's personality or whatever. It's just like an era where everyone is woke or not woke. I don't necessarily agree with the concept or with the being called that. But
BuzzFeed called you that. That's a big deal, right?
I mean, BuzzFeed calls a lot of people a lot of things, right?
And so you don't believe them?
I just don't know what the concept of wokeness entails. I don't think it's a realistic expectation of humans. We're
all
complex.
Are you woke or asleep?
I'd like to think that I'm woke on some issues and sleepy on others.
Which one are you awake on?
Inequality.
What does that mean?
Inequality in our society, the fact that the wealthy keep hoarding more and more wealth while poor people die, even in the wealthiest country on earth,
should
America.
The wealthy people give their money to the poor?
I think the poor people generate money for the wealthy, but it's not redistributed evenly at the level, at the mode of production. I'm not even talking about taxation. I'm talking about just production in general.
Should the wealthy people give their money to the poor?
The wealthy don't create their own wealth, right? How do wealthy people create their own wealth?
Should the wealthy people give their money to the
yes,
poor?
Yes, but how do you think?
Yes,
how do you think
and
wealthy
why
people create
should
their
they
wealth,
give
though?
Their money to the poor? Is it their fault
that
the poor people are poor? Whose fault is it that they're poor?
Great question. And I'm glad we're getting right into it. Okay. How do you think wealthy people create wealth?
Answer that question first.
Whose
fault is it that the poor people are poor?
Wait, it's no one's fault.
No one's fault?
Can you answer my question about wealthy people and
come
how
back
they generate
I'll let you
wealth?
Ask me that, but whose fault is it that the poor people are poor?
It's not a fault of any individual in particular. It's a fault of the system.
Why is it not a fault of individuals?
Because intergenerational wealth plays a significant factor. I'm not a believer in the meritocracy, per se.
So is the system fault that poor people are poor?
Yes.
And who is the system?
Capitalism.
And who is capitalism?
It's not an individual. It's the economic organization that we exist under currently.
So poor people are too lazy and dumb to overcome being poor?
No.
Well, why don't they overcome it?
Because the system is built, or it's designed in a way to keep poor people as poor as possible while not necessarily killing them. Because you still need people to live and come into work every day and work for you so you can generate profits.
How is it designed that way?
It's the newer design. We've always had this similar hierarchy, like different hierarchies that yielded similar results. We had slavery before. We had serfdoms.
So slavery is causing black people to be poor?
Slavery definitely is important in analyzing why black people are poor right now, yes.
So black people are poor because of slavery?
It's a lot simpler than the way I'm trying to describe it, but yes.
So you're saying yes, that blacks are poor because of slavery.
Black people in the United States of America are definitely poorer than other ethnic backgrounds
because of
a consequence of slavery and systemic racism.
How do you know that's true?
Historical materialism.
Why would you believe what historical material tell you?
because it's a theory that analyzes history from the lens of materials, from the lens of wealth and wealth disparity and modes of production, looking at history from who's creating, who's producing commodities.
Are you poor?
And why? I wouldn't consider myself poor.
Have you ever been poor?
I definitely make enough money.
Have you ever been poor?
Yes.
And how did you manage to overcome?
I worked very hard.
And black people work hard, will they manage to overcome too?
Absolutely. However, getting out of poverty... No. Getting out of poverty is one thing. And not everyone has those same means. There's an element of probability that we never factor into these conversations. For example, I worked very hard. But would I consider that... Would I ever say that I worked as hard as, let's say, a teacher in Oklahoma does? Probably not. A lot of teachers in Oklahoma have to take, for example, two jobs just to be able to feed their children.
What's wrong with
that? Would you say that they're not working hard enough? Is that why they're not being able to escape poverty?
They could.
Or would you say that it's because the wages that we are giving teachers is not enough?
I would say that the teacher has not managed his or her life right. They're not in control of their own lives. They're wasting.
Okay.
Define poverty.
Cruel, don't you think?
What do you mean?
The analysis is a little cruel to think that poor people are... It's not necessarily that you're telling the truth, but you're saying that if you're poor, or even if you're working extremely hard, even if you're working twice as hard as any wealthy person, for example, that just kind of inherited their wealth from their parents, that they're just not working hard enough.
They're not managing their lives.
What about Wyatt Coke? Are you familiar with Wyatt Coke?
No.
Wyatt Coke is the son of the third Coke brother. Are you familiar with the Cokes, though, right? Charles David? I don't know if they fund this operation at all or not, but...
I know who they are.
So they're billionaires, they inherited a massive amount of money from their father, and they inherited the business on top of that, and they were able to take, I believe, $500 million and turn it into this gigantic corporation. Wyatt Coke is their nephew. He didn't do anything, but he is inheriting billions and billions of dollars, and he has all of the ability in the world to, he has all of the access to education and all of the opportunity in the world to fail as many times as he wants, over and over again. Whereas the average American family does not even have $400. Does not even have $400 in emergency cash.
What's wrong with inherited money?
I don't think that inheriting or inheritance is a terrible concept in general.
So why do you put it
down? But at the level that we see it,
it contributes to inequality. What's wrong with it, period?
It contributes to inequality.
How does that?
That creates
systemic
issues.
So if my parents left me $1 billion and your parents left you nothing, that made my parents wrong?
No, that does not make your parents wrong.
Does that make you be poor?
Depends. Did your parents exploit
my
labor?
Would my parents giving me money cause you to be
did
poor?
I'm asking, did your parents exploit my labor? How did they make $1 billion?
They did not exploit
it. Can you make $1 billion just sitting at your seat? Probably not. You would have to use a crew of people that you have right here, and you'd have to take in donations. But you don't have to take the job.
Thank you.
Yes, but you would die.
Right. You could die if you don't want to work.
That's still violent,
if you don't
isn't
want
it?
To
don't
work,
you think
you,
that it's, you don't you think that it's kind of violent?
I got to ask you this.
Okay, ask me. Sorry.
Define poverty for me.
A state of being in relation to other wealthier individuals where you don't have access to the same amount of amenities or same amount of things that the society would offer.
And that's what black people are in poverty?
Not just black people. Plenty of white people are in
poverty.
But
you mentioned blacks, though. They are in poverty?
I didn't mention blacks originally. I was talking about slavery. We immediately started talking about black people.
But they're the only one who've been enslaved in this country, right?
Yes, but there's still wage slavery. There's still indentured servitude. These
Amazing.
Are different forms of exploitation. There's still regular labor. I would consider that exploitative as well, as long as the company is... as long as the bosses are generating a significant amount of profit that the workers themselves did not agree to.
Let me ask this. So I grew up on a plantation in Alabama under Jim Crow laws.
Yes.
And black people were wealthy. They owned land.
Mm-hmm.
They had businesses. They went to black universities. Even though the law was against them, they had fathers and mothers and grandparents and everything together. why weren't they poor then as opposed to now? And they were, they could do anything that they want to. I have an aunt, she and her husband got married, and they had something like 14 or 15 kids. And all kids finished high school, all went to college, and they grew up with me. Why were they able to make it back then as opposed to the blacks who are complaining now?
It's a really interesting concept that I've been thinking about a lot recently. I think Killer Mike did an episode on this particular thing that you're talking about on his new Netflix show, Trigger Warning, where he looked at the dollar and how long a single dollar stays within the black community. And apparently, $1 stays for only 6 hours within the black community. As soon as a black person makes $1, they take it out of the black community in 6 hours. And that's because there are a lot of commodities that are created by white people or white-owned businesses or Asian people and Asian-owned businesses. Now, that same dollar circulates within, I believe, Asian communities for 23 days. It circulates within white communities for 21 days. That disparity is causing a significant economic problem for black people. I agree. And that's probably the reason why in the Jim Crow era, in comparison to today, black people might not have had the same civil liberties, but they were able to work together because they were forced to work together.
Well, they spent their money in white businesses.
They were not allowed to spend their money in white businesses.
No, that's not true. We spent our money in white businesses.
I thought the whole point of the Jim Crow laws in the South was that you had segregated businesses.
But they still spent their money in white businesses. They
just but if you're forced, if you couldn't go to white businesses...
No, you could go to them.
I understand, but I'm saying that it's still
forced. You just couldn't sit down at the same counter with them, but you were allowed to go in there as a black person or black people and spend your money.
I mean, it seems like...
How do you explain that then?
Because the black dollar, quote unquote, is there in the community. Okay. So... the fact that, legally speaking, there was still limitations of as to what black people could and could not do probably forced black people to create black-only businesses. And that was the reason why...
It wasn't black-only business. White people.
I mean, it wasn't black-only businesses, but black-owned and operated businesses that served exclusively black customers. Historic black colleges is one example of this.
Why don't black people today start businesses in their own communities so that the so-called black dollar can stay in their community?
I believe they are. I think there are a lot of movements to foster this sort of growth, and it's great, but it's not enough. And the reason why it's not enough is not necessarily because like a black culture is one way or the other. It has nothing to do with that. It is a systemic problem. It's a problem of redistribution.
What do you mean by that?
By and large, because of redlining and because of systemic racism and things that you are aware of yourself because of your personal experience.
No, that doesn't exist.
Systemic racism does not exist.
What is systemic racism? What do you mean by that?
Like racism built into the structure of legislation, even if it doesn't not intentionally or specifically written off as like blacks can do this versus what whites can't do.
Like what? Give me an example of systemic racism.
Outcomes or studies that show when controlled for all other factors that black people still get longer sentencing for the same exact crimes in comparison to other races. This would be one example of that.
If they had lawyers instead of government lawyers or court-appointed lawyers, would they get longer sentences then if they could afford to buy their own lawyer?
Probably not, but why can't they afford their own lawyers?
Because they have kept themselves in poverty.
Why do you think they kept themselves in poverty?
That's a good question, but I need to ask you this first and then respond.
Okay.
Just to hear your point.
If
black people got married, fathers and mothers raised their children, set a good example, provided for them, would they be in the situation that they're in today if they had two parents?
Probably not, but I'm not in the Thomas Sowell school of thought that the government is forcing black people. Thomas Sowell?
Who's that?
Thomas Sowell?
I don't know who that is.
He's a black thinker who is a, or was a Marxist.
Oh, Thomas Sowell.
Oh, English is my second language.
No problem. No, I just
didn't
know.
Sometimes I mess up names. If that's the case, then I'm sorry. Thomas Sowell.
Black, and I don't speak English either. I'm slow.
I don't
worry about it.
I don't know if that has anything to do with your blackness, but
if black kids were born with two parents in the homes, and the fathers and mothers guided them in the right way to go, provided for them, would they be...
They would probably have better outcomes than now, but would it actually solve a lot of problems? No. And the reason for why is because of a lack of redistribution. And what I mean by that is, like the Chicago public school system, for example, that houses, 75 to 80% of all of the kids in Iowa, yet only gets, or in Illinois, sorry, not Iowa, and only gets, 60% of all funds. This is a gigantic problem.
If they allow school vouchers, would that give the blacks family a way out?
No, I'm not a believer in school choice. I think that
so you
voucher
want them
programs
stuck
and
in the
charter
public school.
No, I want the government to redistribute funds in a way that yields better outcomes.
So you want the blacks in public schools? That's why you're not for school vouchers?
No, I want every public school to be elevated to
but
a
that's
level
not
where
gonna,
they.
That's yeah, not going to happen.
Why not?
Because it's a government school. The government never going to take care of you.
Well, I believe that the government should take
Did you have a question for me?
I forgot what it was. Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, the families, right? We were talking about like
did you
black
have
families
a father and mother in your home when you were raised by two parents?
Yeah.
Do you think life would have been different for you had you not been raised by two parents?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. So if blacks were to get married, stop having 77% of the children out of wedlock, would they have a better life?
Okay, answer this, though. Why?
Would they have a better life first?
But why? Yes, they would. That. Why?
Why what?
Why are black people having 77% of African American children are born out of wedlock?
77% of black
why?
Children are born to black women who are citizens of this country because
why?
They have no morals.
What? They have no morals?
Yeah.
That's an interesting accusation. Is there any data to back up that claim?
I don't need data. I just need my eyes.
Okay. All right.
They have no
so you
more.
Have your feelings,
because
you have your feels
no,
over
not feelings.
Reels.
No, when I was growing up, black men and women got married.
That
made a difference. They worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
That made a difference. They didn't get free stuff from the government.
Are you familiar with
that
what
made
anecdotal
a difference,
evidence is?
And they didn't have affirmative action based
okay.
on color.
Are you familiar with anecdotal evidence?
What does that mean?
It's an anecdote. It's your personal experience. So
no,
it's
not
clouded
my personal,
by your implicit
no,
biases.
No, it's not. No, that was the... Do you believe that black people were ever a moral people?
What?
Do you believe that they had morals at one time?
I think black people have morals right now as well.
Is it immoral to have babies out of wedlock?
No.
It's not?
I don't think it's immoral.
Is it immoral to have abortions?
No. No, I'm pro-abortion.
So you don't know what morals are? Where do you get your values from?
Wait, I think
are
your
you a Christian?
Morals...
Are you a Christian?
Are you a moral realist? Do you think that there is a set of... I mean, I guess you are because you're Christian, right?
Yes, I am.
You have
a
set
Christian?
Of guidelines... I am not a Christian, no.
Are you Muslim?
I say that I'm culturally Muslim, but I'm not actually. I'm agnostic. I cannot confirm nor deny the existence of God.
You were born in Turkey?
I was born here, actually. I'm an anchor baby.
Oh, you're an anchor baby?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Your mother got pregnant and crossed the border illegally and dropped you down?
No, she crossed the border legally, but she gave birth to me here so I could have an American citizenship. Yes.
That's amazing. And so this
sure
guy,
is.
A kink, what's his name, Chink?
Jank.
Jank.
Yes.
Is that your nephew? I mean, your
no,
uncle?
No, my uncle, yes.
That's your uncle?
Yeah.
What is it, you work for him?
I do, yeah.
What is it like working for him?
Pretty good. And it's just good days and bad days, just like any other job, you know?
Yeah. Are you a liberal?
I wouldn't consider myself a liberal, no.
Are you a conservative?
No, I'm certainly not a conservative. I'm a leftist, and I would consider liberals to be conservative. I'm more progressive than most liberals.
And why is that?
Because liberals still believe in outdated modes of outdated economic systems that have yielded terrible results for the overwhelming majority of Americans and the overwhelming majority of people around the world.
You say that you at one time was a Muslim, right?
Well, I was raised in a Muslim family, but they were very progressive. My father still considers himself a Muslim, even though he doesn't follow like, the five pillars or whatever. He never went to Hajj or anything. And my mother is probably not. My mother's not very religious.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Islam a religion?
Yes.
It is.
As far it's one of the three Abrahamic religions, as far as I know.
And is it a religion of peace?
Yes.
Well, why do they chop off people's head and hold women back and throw homosexuals from the rooftops and and they want to take over other countries. And they even say you can lie. They can say you can lie to the
Christians. Can we just pause for a brief moment?
Yeah.
You want to tell me about your personal black experience and use that as empirical evidence, as fact. But when I try to tell you about Muslims, you're like, nope, that doesn't work that way. I have my own perspective. If you have actual evidence to back up your claims, then we could have a conversation. Maybe I could describe where you are confused.
How about Allahu Akbar?
This means God is great.
Right. When they're about to kill you, blow you up, or chop off your head, or make sure women don't drive, or cut off their private parts.
And how about
the name of Allahu Akbar, I rest my case.
Christianity has far more bodies.
That's not true.
It's absolutely true.
No.
Then answer me this question then. When George W. Bush said, God told me to invade Iraq and Afghanistan, why do we not consider that a Christian genocide, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Because that was just one person. But Christianity is
it's
for
just
all,
one person.
I mean, but
what about
Muslim,
a, what about a lot
Islam
of the military members who...
You would not go back to your country and say, I'm no longer a Muslim. They'll kill you.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
You have no idea about Turkey, do you, sir? No,
well,
Turkey...
You wouldn't go to the
Turkey
Muslim
currently
and tell
has
that.
A, Turkey currently has a... Well, first of all, Turkey's a secular democratic republic.
Well, you may can go to Turkey, but you wouldn't go to a Muslim country
Turkey
and tell
is a
them.
Muslim country. It's 98% Muslim.
You would not say that I'm no longer Muslim.
I say it all the time.
Not to them.
Yes, I do.
Amazing.
There are plenty of atheists who are, or there are plenty of agnostic Turkish people, and there are plenty of progressive Muslims who don't subscribe to a lot of the things that you're mentioning. As a matter of fact, the overwhelming majority of Muslims are not a part of the monolith, the picture that you're trying to paint all of Islam as.
I would never trust Islam.
You would never trust Islam.
A lot of the extremists
that you're talking about have similar perspectives to you.
They have been taught to lie to the infidels. And I'm a Christian.
Do you think homosexuality is a sin? Do you think homosexuality is bad?
It's not good.
It's not good. What would you do about it?
Show them how to overcome.
Okay.
And
what if they're like, I don't want to overcome. I want to kiss a man.
Then let them suffer and die. That's their business.
Okay. Just that's a very fundamentalist perspective. Not dissimilar to ISIS, though.
Just don't impose it on us. I didn't say we would kill them.
That's not dissimilar to what a lot of Muslims think, though.
ISIS would kill them, but I said let them suffer and die.
As a matter of fact.
Because people have a right to suffer and die.
As a matter of fact, if we were to look at data, okay?
Well, you can't believe data. You can't believe data. Liberals lie.
Oh, you can't believe data.
Liberals lie, man.
Why? Because how would you live your life?
Oh,
then?
The reason that they
if
lie.
If you don't actually look at studies, or if you don't actually look at empirical evidence, then all we have a conversation is your personal feelings versus my personal feelings. Now, that
could
be an entertaining conversation.
That's not true.
That doesn't necessarily mean we're having a conversation about the
Do
truth.
Do you believe that black people are victims?
It depends on the individual
and
the circumstances.
You believe some blacks are victims?
I mean, everyone has the capacity to be a victim of
How
the system.
About
I think
people?
All people are victims of the
How
system that we live
people?
Under. Black people would be encompassed under all. There's exploitation
How about
happening
people?
At every level.
How about blacks?
I already said that. They're under
Do you
all
believe
people, right?
Black people are victims?
I think that black people, just like white people, are all victims of the same system that we live under.
Do you believe that black people are victims?
Do you not understand? I'm saying yes. I'm answering your question. It's not like a gotcha question.
So do you believe that?
As long as I elaborate.
Do you believe that black people are victims?
I already answered your question.
I didn't hear it. Can you give me an answer?
I said black people, just like all Americans
I didn't
or
ask
all,
about all
people.
I didn't ask about all. I only asked about one group.
Why is the framing so narrow?
Because
why can't
I want to
have
know
an
what
interesting
you think
conversation about it rather than a yes and no
So do you believe that black people are victims?
I already told you what I believe.
I didn't ask you about all, though. I only asked about
I
one
said,
group.
I said just like all people,
I didn't
black
ask
people
about
are...
just like all. Do you believe that black people are victims?
Of what?
Period.
Of what?
Period. Anything. Do you believe they
what do
are
mean,
victims
anything?
At
they
all?
They have the capability to be victims, yes.
Are they victims?
But of what? You
You're
have
not
to describe.
Answer that, right?
No, I can. I just need you to further elaborate.
Are you an American citizen?
I am an American citizen.
And do you love black people?
I do.
You do.
I love all people.
Do you support the beautiful wall going around the borders?
I don't. I think it's really silly.
I thought you loved black people.
Are you going to now, is this the point of the interview where you tell me that undocumented citizens that come into the country actually go to urban areas where a lot of black people live and therefore hurt black people's economic opportunities?
So my question is, if you are for...
It's not a question. I already gave you your talking point. I'm very familiar with where
you're
taking
this.
You said,
no, you're not for the wall, right?
I am not for the
wall. And so when the illegal aliens come into our country, they end up in urban areas. They don't end up in your community and the Democrats community. The liberal,
do you know what community I live in? What if I live in an urban community?
The children of the lie communities, right?
The children of the lie communities.
And so...
I love that.
And so they affect black people first and foremost by taking their jobs, bringing in drugs and crime, running blacks out of their own communities.
Do they? Do you have any evidence for this?
I lived there for a while. I have family members living there.
Again, that's anecdotes. That's anecdotal evidence.
I have people who attend my organization, church, who live there, and I work there. I do work there. And
what if I were to tell you that any of the studies that have conducted don't show anything that you're referencing, though? Would you say that those studies are lies again?
They're running blacks out of their own communities. The schools are overpopulated with illegal aliens.
This is a consequence of poverty in general.
And when the black women go to these hospitals to have their out of wedlock babies, they can't even get into the county facilities because of illegal aliens. Do you care that blacks are being affected first and foremost by illegal aliens? Does that bother you?
I would care if that was the reality, but that is not the
reality. Does that bother you first?
But that's not the reality.
So are you...
That's like saying, do you care that are you black people don't get unicorns? I mean, it doesn't matter what I care, whether
are
I care or not, it's not real.
That, are you denying that this is happening because
yes.
you don't care?
It's not that I'm denying it, I'm saying that it's not happening.
Is it because you don't care, you pretend like it doesn't happen?
No, it's not, but I can tell you what's actually happening if you'd like to hear
but,
it. Would
I'm
you
asking,
like to hear
yeah,
it?
In a minute, but...
In a minute, okay.
You're not bothered by it because you don't care?
But this is improper framing. And
no,
I'm sure you're familiar
you
with this because other guests that have been on your show that I'm good friends with have also told you that this is improper framing.
Is
similar to saying, have you stopped beating your wife, yes and no, yes or no?
Are you pretending that it's not happening because you don't care?
But again, this is the same kind of question that
Who are your friends that have been on this show?
David Pacman, Kyle Kalinske, Stephen Bonnell, Destiny, he was on recently.
Amazing. So yeah, those
Cenk,
are your friends?
Yeah, I know a lot of them, yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, all of them. They're great. And by the way, let me just say, I really respect that you are not like the rest of the cowardly conservatives who refuse to actually sit down and have a conversation with someone that has a different perspective. For example, Ben Shapiro and Steven Crowder and even Dave Rubin consistently evade and dodge every other person. And like I said, I love that you are open-minded enough to at least have these sorts of conversations
well,
and expose your audience to a new perspective.
So you pretend that blacks are not affected first and foremost by illegal aliens coming into the country,
again,
by pretending that it's not happening, right?
You're already sneaking the conclusion that black people are being affected by undocumented citizens.
Have you gone into those
citizens.
Communities to
yes,
see
I have. Yeah.
Which ones have you gone into?
I work with some people in
which
Compton.
Which have
I work
you
back
gone
in
into?
New Jersey and
what
Camden?
Community have you gone into to see for yourself that blacks are
Compton
being forced
here.
Out? No, that's not true. That is really not true. You're not being honest. I know hundreds of people who have left Compton, been attacked by illegal aliens because of illegal aliens. So you're not telling the truth. Give me one that I haven't gone into yet.
Okay.
Because you're not being honest
again,
about that
this
one.
This is
are you an honest person?
My experience versus your
are
experience.
Are you an honest person?
You understand that there's a difference.
Are you an honest person?
Would you like
person?
Me to describe the actual reality? Or do
I
you
know
want
the
to have
reality.
A, okay. But
I've been
that's
there,
your personal
I've been out here since 1968.
That's your feelings. But those are your feelings.
I've been there. I live down there. I work down there. There are people come here from there. Those are not feelings.
Okay.
Do you operate from feelings?
No. I try. I think that everyone operates both from feelings and also by rational thought.
Why do you think everyone... Men don't do that.
Oh, men don't do that?
No.
How do men operate?
From logic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you're not being logical. When you say that these communities are impacted because I see it with my own two eyes, when in fact I can describe to you the systemic problems that have created genuine issues in these communities, you're avoiding that reality. Can we play a thought experiment really quickly? I would love to just...
I knew, but I'm running out of time.
Okay, can I just ask you one thing then?
No, I will. I promise to let you.
But you keep saying that, but you won't let me.
Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
I guess. Sure. Yeah, I do.
And what does it mean to be in a fallen state?
I think too many people just cave and give in to their economic realities and don't fight against it. We are all consequences of the system that we exist in, the system that we live under, the system in which we get exploited daily, where we are forced to do things that we don't want to do. And I don't think that's true freedom, and I think that that's causing a lot of people to feel in a fallen state. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't people like yourself who have been able to pick themselves up by their bootstraps and create a better reality for themselves, where they are free to do whatever they want, where they have the economic mobility, the economic freedom. But a lot of people are stuck in dead-end jobs, in a lifetime of indentured servitude, with no future opportunities, where they're realizing that their dollar doesn't actually buy the same amount of things that her parents' dollar was able to. And that's a terrifying reality. And most people, instead of realizing that and trying to change it actively, decide that they should just engage in consumerism.
Amazing.
Can I ask you the one theory?
Amazing.
Can we do
that? How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Why would you say that? What does that mean?
I rest my case.
Oh, okay.
Wonder.
Wait, can we just play a thought experiment? Okay. Let's say that you make 15 loaves of bread, okay? You're making 15 loaves of bread. Then you hire someone, and that person also has the capacity to make bread, and together you guys start making 20 loaves of bread, and you're like, well, okay, I'm going to take 15 loaves of bread for myself and give this person 5 loaves of bread as a payment, okay? So now your output is 20 loaves of bread, and the other person is getting 5 loaves of bread while you're getting 15 still. Then another undocumented person comes in.
Illegal alien?
Yeah, illegal alien, sure. And all of a sudden, that person is working as well with your company. And now...
I don't hire illegals.
Okay, hold on. Not yours specifically. I'm just saying. This is a thought experiment. We're not making loaves of bread, and that's not the kind of payment anyway.
Go ahead.
So let's say now, because of that, because there's an additional person, now you can pay the other, the original employee 3 loaves of bread because you can pay the undocumented person 2 loaves of bread because the undocumented person doesn't have all of the rights that a legal citizen would have. So you can justify paying them less. And then you can justify paying less to your original employee because there are plenty of people who could take their job, right? You're like, well, you know what? If you want to keep... if you want to keep at least any loaves of bread and feed your family, you're going to have to take less money now, okay? Now, you look at that and you say, hold on, why don't we just eliminate the undocumented person and get 5 while the boss still gets 15 loaves of bread? Because I was getting 5 last year and that was better than 3. And you're right, that is better. 5 loaves of bread is better than 3. However, what I advocate for is taking away from the boss 15 loaves of bread, helping him have 10 loaves of bread, and then taking the rest of the 10 loaves of bread and distributing it evenly amongst the other employees. So all of a sudden, you have 7, or you have 8, and your new friend, who is the undocumented citizen who came in, has 7.
Is that a question?
No, this is the difference between your outlook and mine. Whereas I think that the people at the top have a lot. They have a lot
so
to give back.
Do I own the company?
Yes.
And I'm in business to make what?
Loaves of bread, let's say.
I rest my case.
Exactly.
The owner should have
well,
more.
You're still, no, but...
Because that's why he's the owner.
I know, but if you were alone, you would not be able to increase your productivity. You would not be able to create more loaves of bread.
That's why I hire someone.
Exactly.
But they don't have to work for me if they don't want to.
I know, but where would they go? They would go to another factory where they would have the same conditions.
No, I would call the police and tell them that I have an illegal alien here.
And that is capitalism.
You need to come
together. You're right. That is exactly the problem.
No, they have no business in my company or in my country.
Okay.
And so I would call the police. I got to ask you, I know you are a male. Are you a man?
I think, yeah. To my knowledge,
are
yes.
you a man?
I think so.
And what is a man?
I know you asked this question, and I genuinely thought about it, where I was like, how do I answer? No, how do I answer
this?
When
you told me that those guys were your friends, I knew you probably can't prepare.
Well, it's not even a preparation or whatever, because I think it's a, I mean, it's a philosophical question.
What
does it
mean
to be a man? Well, what is your definition of a
man? Are you a man?
But it depends on what
the
definition is.
If you are a man, you don't need me to give you a definition.
Well, in different...
Are you a man?
Well, I need to contextually understand what you're saying.
Are?
Yes.
Okay.
But
so
what do you mean by a man? Or what do I mean by a man? This could be great. This could be very different.
What is a man?
Just a human being.
A man is just a human being?
Yeah. Mankind. Amazing. A human being.
Amazing. Do you believe in what these children of the lie are calling toxic masculinity?
Toxic masculinity? Yeah, sure.
You believe in that?
I think that there are certain elements of masculinity that could be toxic.
And yes. What does it mean to be toxic masculine? What is toxic?
The inability to go and seek help if you have any sort of issues. Your inability to exercise compassion to those who have less than you. These are all things that are causing serious problems in men, here in America.
Who made that decision?
What do you mean?
That's what toxic masculinity means.
Well, this is just analysis, right? Who made that decision? Look at this sort of stuff and they say, I wonder what the problem is here. And then they realize that maybe they look at indicators and they conduct studies. And I mean, what is the problem? That's how you solve an issue, right?
So are you a person of toxic masculinity?
I mean, there are certainly toxic elements
about
within
you?
Me. Sure, yeah.
Like what, for example?
I don't know. I get really angry sometimes.
Oh, you do?
I rage out, yeah.
Is it normal for a male, or especially a man, to be angry?
No. I mean, we can go down to hormones and whatnot, but I think like it's probably an element of testosterone, sure.
Is it normal for a man to be angry?
But women have the capacity to have all of these characteristics and qualities as well.
Is this normal?
I think gender, like our understanding of gender is really flawed. And the medical community agrees with my perspective, but yet somehow everyone has this inability to recognize these realities, both at the social level and even at the biological level.
Is it normal for a man to be angry?
It's normal for everyone to be angry.
How about for a man?
Sure.
It's normal.
Like it is for
How
everyone.
Did you become angry?
How do I become angry?
How did you become angry?
Anger is not my... My current state. I'm not angry all the time. I'm saying that I can have angry moments.
How did you become
angry? As a reaction,
angry,
I can become angry.
How did you become angry, whereas you may have angry moments?
Do you think that having angry moments means that you're an angry person?
You didn't answer the question.
Wait, I just want to understand.
How did you become angry?
You get that I need...
Whereas you may have angry moments.
You realize that I have to... You like to ask yes or no questions, but in order for me to give you like a perfect answer, or in order for me to give you an answer,
yes
at all,
or no is a perfect answer.
No, because then we're not having. You can't learn anything from a yes or no conversation.
I can't. I learn a whole lot.
Okay, when
from
did
yes
you
or
stop
no.
beating your wife?
How did you become?
When did you stop beating
when
your
you
wife?
When you have anger,
but
moments,
do you see the kind of question that is?
Where how
that
did would, you become?
That's
angry?
Not a. That doesn't foster
you
a productive
You don't know how you became angry.
But wait, why? Man, you are a steamroller, aren't you? Okay. Do you hear what I just said?
You didn't answer my question. How did you become whereas you have angry moments? How did you get that way?
I don't know. I think I became increasingly upset with how stupid people can be.
And at what age did you become angry?
What age did I become angry? I don't know. I can't pinpoint an exact age.
Have you had it all your life?
No, but it's not even, I, like I said, I don't think it's a state of mind. I think it's more so just specific instances where I have angry moments.
So are you married?
I am not married.
Are
no,
you
I'm
dating?
27.
Are you dating?
Sometimes.
And you date women, right?
That's very progressive of you to ask me. Yes, I date women.
And so when
Look
you're
at,
dating...
You're woke as hell, dude. You're Jesse woke ass Lee Peterson.
When you're dating a woman and she's get angry at you and you become angry at her, or she get angry about anything and you become angry in that moment, how are you able to help her overcome her anger if you are angry?
By pulling yourself out of the situation, but I don't know what this has to do with anything.
So, have you ever become angry at one of the ladies that you were dating at any point?
No. I mean, I have. I've been in a toxic relationship in the past, but like I don't know. I just dealt with it by.
And so when you were angry at them,
even temper, I get angrier at other things when I'm debating people or whatever, more so than I get angry at someone who I love or live with.
So when you get angry at her because she's angry, is that like a lesbian relationship? Because you're not able to help her. Both only women get angry. Real men don't get angry. Is it like a lesbian?
Are you saying that I become a woman?
When you're angry, you know,
when
yes.
When I'm angry?
Yes.
Would you not say, so you're saying that men don't get angry at all?
Not real men. Huh. Beta males. Are you a beta male?
I don't know. What is a beta male?
An angry have to person? Define it for a person? Me. A male with anger?
Oh, okay. That's a beta male?
Beta!
Do you think Trump is a beta male then?
I'm about to ask you about the great white hope.
Wait. So do you think Trump is a beta male then? Because he gets angry
no,
a lot.
He's 100% alpha. He never
well,
gets
angry. Well, he gets angry,
angry
all
no,
the time.
He doesn't.
How could you
he
say that?
You've never seen the president
oh,
angry.
My God. I've seen him angry so
no,
many times.
No, you haven't.
He's angry like half the time when he's tweeting out crazy stuff. What do you think that is? You think that's out of even temper?
He's dealing with evil.
Oh, so you can be angry when you're dealing with evil.
You could be non-angry and deal with
evil. Seems like you're breaking your own rules there.
No, the best way to deal with evil people by not being angry. Because you become like whomever you become angry at, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you notice you became like your mother?
I don't think I became like my mother.
Yeah, you are. Your mother had anger, now you have
it. Do you know my mother?
I know that's where you got the anger from.
I mean, I don't think you know that at all.
Yes, I do.
I think you have a very narrow framework for
100%, all of this. 100%.
You're constantly trying to but then fit how did a square you peg in a circle
so
every
how did
time
you,
you
become,
see anything.
How did you become like a woman? It had to come from your mother.
Have
because
I become like a woman?
Well, you have anger. Your mother. Your,
would you think that? Anger would you think that people,
let me just finish this.
Would you think that when people look at us, do you think they're like, oh, that guy that Jesse's talking to, that guy is like a woman? If I was a woman, if I thought that I was a woman, then you're very progressive. I think you're right. But I already gave you my.
I guarantee you, the women
gender pronouns.
The women that you've dated, when you became angry at them, they thought of you as a woman. I promise you that.
Okay.
Yeah. So did you
Can
vote for
Can I ask
for,
you something?
Yeah.
You're not married, are you?
No.
Why aren't you married?
It just didn't happen. At one time I thought I would, but now it's boring.
Okay. You were too bored to get married.
No, don't now it's boring.
Oh, now it's boring.
Yeah.
What, do you have lady friends? Do you
No. I just work all the time now.
You just don't have any lady friends whatsoever. You
I
don't
have lady
wanna,
friends.
Do you not have,
I have lady have, friends, but I'm not dating.
Do you not want to have children?
I have kids.
Oh, you have kids?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, out of
wedlock? Yeah. Unfortunately, I had one son out of wedlock.
Uh-huh.
It was devastated.
Did you?
When
did
I was
you,
a young man. Let me
do
finish.
You provide for
let
him?
Me finish. When I was a young man, and I realized that was wrong, and I just realized I would never do that again, and that was when I was about 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
He's now an adult. He got married because I told him never do that. He got married, has two kids, and
so
his daughter
so
is now married.
Of,
she has a grandson.
And but
I mean,
you were
son.
Capable of providing for him, and that he had a better future because of it. So you are essentially discrediting your ultimate theory that having a child out of wedlock is what's causing black people to at every single level,
how am
causing
I
black people to be
how am
held
I discrediting
back.
That?
Because you yourself had a child out of wedlock,
right.
And yet you were able to take great care of him, showing that it's not necessarily just about children being born out of wedlock.
Where did you get that from, information you just put out?
Your own words.
I told you I was able to take care of him,
yeah.
Making sure he have a good life.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that.
Wait, oh, so you didn't take good care
I
of him.
I didn't tell you that.
But did you,
you
not
just
take good care
put
of
out information that's not true.
Okay, did you not take good
I
care of
I did not tell you that. Let's get
did
that
you?
Clear.
Yes
you
or
made
no?
a statement
Wait,
that's not true.
Did you not take good care of him then?
I didn't take care of him at all.
Okay. Well, how did he become a fine gentleman who is married in your own words then?
He lived with his mother and stepfather in New York.
Okay.
Until he became an adult.
Okay.
So you just put out. Then
so
we
wait,
don't point
on,
it
on.
Out because you put it out other
I
information.
I just assumed, and I apologize for assuming.
ASS, you and what?
Okay. When you make an ass out of you and me, right? Is that what you're gonna say?
ASS, you and.
Okay, hold on.
I gotta finish up. Let me.
So
ask
wait,
you
didn't take good care of your child?
Right.
You didn't at
no,
all.
No.
But you said that you gave
him advice.
I did
for a little while until I sent him back, made the mistake of sending him back to New York.
Okay, that's interesting. But he was still able.
Why some of my old
despite fear. The fact that he was born out of wedlock, your own child, your own kin, that you refused to take care of at some point.
I didn't refuse. Where you get that information from?
You just said
it yourself. I didn't say I refused to take care of him.
I mean, but you.
You just put out some more.
Did you not deny?
Non-truth.
Did you not deny care to your
you
child?
You just said I refused to take care
yeah,
of him.
Yeah, the refusal.
Why do you
that
say
instance?
I refuse to take care of him?
Because it's denial. You. I assume that you believe in good
and
man.
Me again.
Okay, well, hold on.
A-S-S.
Okay, let me ask you. A good man, does a good man provide for his kin, for his children?
No.
A good man does not provide for his children.
And you know why?
Wait, what?
May I tell you why not?
Wait, why not?
There's no such thing as a good man.
Wait, are all men trash, Jesse Lee Peterson?
All human beings who have anger are trash.
Damn, you are like the most progressive conservative I've ever talked to.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you think all you're canceling all men? You're talking about having children
out of wedlock?
I said
all those who have anger, are wicked.
Huh, interesting. But everyone has the capacity to be angry, right? And have anger, right?
Everyone has the capacity to overcome anger.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's true. I agree with that. Yeah. We can overcome our material conditions, especially if we get together and fight back against the system.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
We want work! 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 We want work!
Jesse! Jesse!
What in the world going on out here?
All these people are here for the merch, but we're sold out!
They're here for the merch?
Yeah!
That's amazing!
It's amazing!
The merch is amazing!
It's amazing! It's amazing!
The merch is amazing!
I gotta ask you about the Great White Hope.
Go ahead.
Did you vote for him?
Of course not.
Why not?
Because he's terrible.
Did you vote for Hillary?
Unfortunately.
Beta!
Yeah, she's terrible too.
Why would you vote for her?
I vote out of spite and also because I want to reduce harm. So it's voting for harm reduction. I know that certain groups, certain American citizens and even undocumented citizens that live here would be better off under Democratic leadership, even if it was marginally better off, which is why I made that choice.
So
I thought it was
okay.
The best possible what choice
is the
in comparison.
What has the president said or done that you disagree with?
Virtually everything with the exception of some foreign policy issues that he accidentally stumbles into.
Give me an example of something that he's done or said that you disagree with.
Gigantic tax cuts, actively
you like
trying
that?
To... No, it's terrible.
Amazing.
They contribute to income inequality. You, Jesse, you make a lot of money, so you like the tax cuts. It's going to hurt them and their children.
They got tax cuts in their paycheck.
No, of course, but they get a $5 tax cut when you get $100,000.
You gave all your tax cuts back to the president? Or to the,
what?
Did you receive, accept your, you have a job, right?
Yeah, I do.
And when you received tax cuts, did you give back the money?
What? I'm confused with that. Is
did you give back the extra money that you made as a result of tax cuts? Did you get say, no, this is not fair, I'm giving it back? Did you give it back?
Do you think that's how it works?
Did you give it back?
Do you think that's how it works?
Did you give
no,
it back?
No, of course I didn't give it back.
I
Do you think that's
so.
How it works?
You're a hypocrite.
That's how hypocrisy works?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't see you giving it back if you think it's so bad.
I'm talking about handling systemic problems when you're like, why don't you give back the $5 additional that you got back?
You could have given that
all,
to the
problem is
why
we
you
all
did
give
not
back.
Give that to the poor.
The problem is we all give those tax
why
cuts
do you
back.
Give
you
that
know
back
how we
to
give those
poor.
Tax cuts back, Jesse? When the average American citizen can no longer send their child to public school or when health care becomes even less affordable, the average American citizen is paying back in dividends.
Why
when they're
you
paying
give
back,
that back
so much more than the $5 that they
why
originally got.
Why
did
you give yours back to the poor then?
It,
I do. I give back to the poor
so
all
you
the
say
time.
No, but that I, no, but that I'm talking about your anything. Tax cut money.
Okay, more than
you
that.
Receive.
But even more than that, but
why
that doesn't solve anything.
Why did you not give it to the poor?
But I do, but that doesn't
no,
solve
you
anything,
didn't.
Jesse.
You're not being honest again.
Yes, I am.
You gave your money back, said, hey, I don't want to give it
not
to the poor.
Not the tax cuts, but even more
so.
Than that.
I got to ask you this. Okay. So you're okay with illegal aliens coming into the border, right?
Yeah, I don't
think. Illegally crossing the border.
I think borders are ridiculous.
Okay. You love white
Why
people?
Why don't you?
You
Why?
Love white people?
Yeah, sure.
You love all white people?
I love all people. I have no hate in my heart for anyone.
You don't? And so you
And
love,
I don't think you do either, but yet you keep calling people children of the lie and Satan.
Do you love
It doesn't seem like you love all people if you keep calling them Satan, right? Do you love Satan?
They are children of Satan.
Oh, okay.
Do you love
children of Satan?
I love them, yeah.
Yeah, you do?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's
so
interesting.
So let me ask.
Why do you keep calling them children of Satan without knowing if they're actually children of Satan or not, though? Because you're
everyone,
vilifying them.
Everyone
You're vilifying them and other people who listen to you, who you have a responsibility to educate, also probably now agree with you and think that these random people that you've never met and don't know if they're evil or not are children of Satan.
No, they are. You can tell.
But you can't.
I got to ask you this.
What if I think you're a child of Satan?
That'll be fine.
Yeah, but what
you
don't
understand
what you
think.
Is, I know, but if you're throwing around these words carelessly and then that people that listen to you end up doing something bad, don't you think that you share a little bit of that moral responsibility?
Not at all. That's their issue, not mine.
Huh, interesting.
Thank you.
Okay.
So let me
That's
ask.
Not very manlike,
have
is it?
Have you noticed that?
Is that very alpha? Is that an alpha
to
thing?
To what?
To not take responsibility for your actions? I feel like that's not a very alpha
my
thing.
My responsibility is to have faith, be what I say, and put the truth out there. It's your responsibility.
I think you're absolving yourself of a lot of guilt and responsibility for a lot of the things that you're saying.
And your responsibility to receive it or not.
Oh,
I got to
okay.
ask you this, though. So
however it suits you, Jesse.
So you say that you're okay with illegal alien crossing to the border.
I don't think any human being is illegal. You can describe to me why you think that human beings are
illegal. Do you know
illegal?
Legal and illegal when you see it?
Yeah, how could you
Do you know the difference between illegal and legal?
Yes.
People crossing to our borders without permit. They're sneaking across the border. Is
why
that
do you think
legal?
They're doing that?
Is that legal or illegal?
It's illegal, but why do you think they're doing that?
You say what?
It's illegal. Why do you think they're doing that?
What did you
that?
Say? You said it real fast.
It's illegal, but it doesn't matter.
And so
I know.
Do
it's
you
not
want illegals coming across our border?
Yeah, 100%. But why is it a bad
and
thing?
And why do you want that?
The interesting conversation to have here is
why do you,
why
want
you
that?
Think it's a bad thing?
Because it's wrong.
But why is it
I
wrong?
I put my country first.
Why is it wrong?
Because I put my country first.
But what about all these people that you're talking about? A lot of them came here illegally as well. America
like
was started as an illegal colony. And the end of the day, they came at the end of the day, they came
proof?
Here and they genocided Native Americans.
Where's your
they
proof
were
of that?
Illegally here.
Where's your proof of that?
History.
What do you mean?
Do you deny history?
What do you mean by
do
that?
Deny
you
that
I don't know what you
in?
Mean.
Okay. Do you deny that when pilgrims came here, then they and then genocided Native Americans and killed them? Systemically targeted them, moved them away from their lands that they used to live on? Do you deny that that's a real thing?
Yes.
Wait, what do you think
And
happened?
So if they genocide them and move them away, what was wrong with the Indians that they didn't protect themselves?
What was wrong with them?
Yes.
They didn't have the same access to technology that
no,
the
that's
people
not what
that,
wrong.
Oh, that's wrong.
They weren't, that's not the problem.
What's the problem?
They were on pot.
They were
smoking
pot.
That stuff. What do they call that stuff? They were smoking peace pipe with pot in it.
Well, people still smoke peace pipes all
That's
the time.
That's for sure.
They do.
I got to ask you about millennial men.
A lot of people
men.
Do.
I ask
do any of you guys smoke weed? In
you smoke
studio?
Pot?
No, I don't anymore. But
You used to smoke pot?
Oh, they do. They smoke weed.
You used to smoke pot?
I used to, yeah.
What made you stop?
No, I just felt like it wasn't for me.
Why?
I felt like I was less productive, and I felt like... I would contemplate too much about the meaningless of existence and all of these things that I normally think about that's in the back of my mind. But when I was high or when I would get really high, I would just get into these like deep states of consciousness, I guess, where I was too aware of all of the things that were going on, and it was. A scary reality. A lot of us have this capability, but we actively silence it. For
Amazing.
Example, we're currently on a spinning sphere on going nowhere.
I gotta ask you this real fast.
But if you thought about it every day, you would go crazy.
I gotta ask you this because of time.
Okay.
And so you're okay with illegal aliens coming across the border, right? And you're not for the wall, right?
Yeah, I'm not for the wall.
And you're from Turkey.
And I think that no human beings are illegal. Right? And I think that it would be better off if we treated the people that were coming here to better themselves and to look for better opportunities. If we treated them with the same dignity that we treat all American citizens,
you're from Turkey, right?
Everyone would improve.
You're from Turkey, right?
Yes, yes.
You're from Turkey. Are you in support of Israel putting a wall around its border?
No, I'm not.
They should not have done that?
No, it's a violent ethno-state. Of course I'm not in support of that.
Amazing. And so I want to ask this. If it wasn't for white people, there would be no America, right?
America
would still be controlled
sense,
by the Indians.
There would still be America.
Whatever.
Native Americans would be living here. It would be drastically
stay
different.
With
but
stay with me.
I'm with you.
Stay with me.
I'm with
if
you
If it
all
wasn't
the
for white people, because white people discovered and built America, and then they created a constitution.
Do you think white people are better than black people?
Let me ask you this. And then they created a constitution that would allow your mother to come here and have you illegally. Do you
have
think
you here illegally?
Is
no,
fair?
It was a legal process. But do you wait?
Is
hold
it
on.
Fair? Let me finish my question. Hold on. Is it fair to white Americans to be treated that way? They were kind enough to let you into this country, and you're going to turn your backs on the people who let you here. Is that fair?
You have not established why opening our borders would be unfair to them.
No. Is that fair to treat white Americans that way?
Why do you want to single out white Americans?
Because
I think that when people come into this
country,
it improves everyone's
lives. It's their country. They let you come here.
It's not their country.
It is their country.
But it's not.
Who country is it?
It's everyone's country. Well, there's no such thing as, like, this is white country.
Well,
you understand the concept of whiteness
is
predicated around exclusion.
It's white country.
And that the concept of whiteness has expanded throughout time. Hispanic people were not considered white. Jews were not considered white. And according to some white people, they're still not considered white. Irish people were not considered white.
Let me ask you
understand that, like,
you're
that concept is expanded. I'm not wasting time. I'm trying to educate you
on
a thing that you should know
about. I want to ask you this.
You talk about it. This is very irresponsible that you talk about this concept without actually providing historical context to it.
If white people had not built America, would you be here today?
I don't know. I have no idea. That would be a drastically different reality.
Is it fair to white people that white men and women, especially straight conservative Christian men and women, are hated after they...
Are they?
And they're called white supremacists.
They're
called all kind of bad names.
Well, white supremacists are
called white supremacists. Is it fair to white people to treat them that way after they have built the greatest country on this side of heaven and allow your mama to come here from Turkey?
Do you not think that black people played a significant role in building
this
country?
You're not answering my question. Is that fair to white people?
Say yes or no. Do you think black people did? Do you not think that black people played a significant role?
Is that fair to white people?
There's no such thing. Like, there's no fairness to white people. This is not a white person's country. Asian people played a significant role in building
this country. They didn't build
this
country.
Who built this country?
They left their country to come here.
Do you not think that black people played a significant role? Do you not think that African Americans played a significant role in building this country?
No.
How could you? Oh, okay. All right. Well, do you think white people are better than black people? Let's just get right to it. Do you think white people are better than black people?
Better in the sense that...
What, better in what sense?
I'm about to tell you. In that they create and black people destroy.
Holy crap, dude. Oh, my God. You have black employees. How do they sit here and listen to you peddle this garbage?
It's a truth.
What a garbage perspective, Jesse.
You think black people
there's
better
no
than
way you actually believe this.
So then
there is no way you're honest. As a black man, that white people are better because black people destroy?
In
really?
The sense that they build and black people destroy.
Wait, how? What
so
do you
let
mean
me ask you
that?
This. I have the proof.
You have the proof?
I have the proof.
Okay.
Have you noticed? You probably haven't noticed because we don't have statistics. But have you noticed that white people will allow black people to come into their beautiful neighborhoods, and then the blacks would come, white people would leave, and the blacks, rather than keeping that going, they would destroy it? Have you noticed they tear it down rather than build on it? Have you noticed that?
No, I have not noticed what you're talking about.
You haven't seen statistics on that?
No, I don't know what you're referencing.
Do black people still
in awe that you are like a real person who genuinely has this perspective. I thought this was just like Uncle Ruckus in the Boondocks.
No,
like, I thought
this
wasn't like a real fucking person,
a real human
being who genuinely has this perspective.
Do you notice that blacks create ghettos?
No, the government, the system creates ghettos. So no, do you want to live in a ghetto? You're black. Do you want to live in a ghetto?
That's a system.
Do you want to live in a ghetto?
That's a system living
in
a ghetto.
Does anyone want to live in a ghetto,
who
Jesse?
Who is the system?
The system is capitalism. It's the American political structure that consistently holds not just black people back, but all people back.
So
they
are
hold
you
black people
saying
back
that,
even further than other people on
so
top of
So you're saying
that.
That the system will not allow
black...
Would
you like black. To live in a ghetto?
Let me ask you this.
But are you saying yes or no? That? Why do you never answer my question?
No, I don't want to live in no ghetto. I
okay,
no ghetto.
Exactly.
But
do you
let
think
me
other people
this.
Want to live in a ghetto? No, they're not building ghettos.
Then why don't
they
clean them up then?
It's not about like
they're not ghettos when they move
okay.
in there.
When you're a single mother,
are they ghetto when they
take care of your children? When a black child has one out of every five black child in this country has one parent that is currently incarcerated. That number is insane.
And why are they incarcerated?
And I give you. Because of systemic racism, because
did
of
they
the
commit a crime?
Unequal, because of the
did
unequal
they commit a
way,
crime to go there?
Because of the unequal,
did they commit
what is
a crime?
Like minor drug possession when white people get off on
did
it, but black people
did they commit a
don't?
Crime?
If white
did they commit a
what
crime?
What is a crime?
Oh, you don't know what a crime is?
What is a crime? I don't think crime
you
is...
You need to go back to Turkey. You don't know what a crime is?
Okay, what is... No, I want you to describe to me exactly so, what you think a crime is, and then we can talk about it. Because
I wanna
unjust
go,
laws
I wanna go
should
back to
be
something
broken.
Else. I want to go back to something that you
yeah.
tried to rush
if
away
a,
from.
If a law
so
is
have
not
you
just,
seen,
you
have
break
you seen
that law,
ghettos?
Jesse. What?
Have you seen ghettos?
I have, yes, I already told you.
And have
I,
you
I've
noticed that black when black people first move in those areas, they're beautiful areas created by white people?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't agree with that.
You haven't noticed that?
No, I have not noticed it.
You have been, how long have you been in this country?
10 years now.
And you haven't noticed that black people turn beautiful areas into ghettos?
Yes, because I don't think that's reality.
You say they're doing it because it's not reality?
No, your perspective is completely broken on this issue.
Amazing.
That you think black people just move into a neighborhood and then like mess it up.
They do.
How?
By
and why?
First of all, they have children out of wedlock. They don't train their kids.
Like you did.
They bring drugs and crime. They destroy. They don't cut the grass. They don't paint the house. And they blame it on the white man.
Okay.
Are white people to blame for that?
I think the system is to blame, not specifically white people.
Who is the system?
But I already told you the existing
so are white people the system?
White people have been in controlling positions
are they the
for
system,
a very
though?
Long time. I wouldn't
are
say that they are
people?
The system.
Well, who
no,
are
because
the,
white people are also
what
exploited.
What color is
people,
the system?
Why do you have to have one
what,
specific target?
Well,
do you not understand that
system?
We can address systemic inequality?
Who is
do
system?
You not understand that we can fight?
Who is the system?
It's not a singular person.
But how would we recognize it when we see it?
Is this how you tackle issues at every step of the way?
How
it has to be
we
one
recognize
person?
The system
do you
when
think
we see
that?
It?
Do you think it's
so
just like one person is racist and
system.
That's why the issue? That's why we have problems?
When we can avoid the system.
It's not
how
about
we
avoiding the system. You can't. You exist under this system. You exist under this
what
unequal
system. What
system
is that?
Capitalism.
You don't like capitalism?
I do not like capitalism.
Then why don't you go back to Turkey?
Turkey has capitalism as well.
So why don't you go to a socialist country?
There's
where
no
you don't
socialist
have...
country.
Are you a socialist?
I don't like labels, but I would. I find myself aligning a lot with Marxist principles. Yes.
So you're not a capitalist.
No, I certainly criticize capitalism. Yes.
So why do you work?
Do you think people don't work under?
Why do you work?
A socialist?
I'm asking why do you work if you're a socialist?
Because I need to survive.
No, you don't. You can go on to welfare and get free stuff.
Do you think welfare would be enough for me to survive?
So you need more.
No, I need more to survive.
Do
yes,
you support
that is a
the,
massive problem. I think if the welfare
the
state
too?
Was better, maybe
what?
I wouldn't work.
Do you support the Me Too crowd?
What? The Me Too crowd? That's an interesting question. I don't know what you mean by that.
Those women are into the Me Too thing. Do
I
you
mean,
support that?
There are plenty
that?
Of women that I probably would have disagreements over
do you
a lot of issues
the
Me within
Too
the
crowd?
Me Too movement.
The movement.
Me Too as a movement.
Do it, you support the Me Too movement?
Me Too as a movement, as long as it is about... as long as it's about empowering not just women, men as well, or victims of sexual assault to come out and
do
speak
you support
about these issues,
the Me
then yes.
Too movement?
Yeah.
You do?
I do, yes.
What will you do when they accuse you or a male member of your family of Me Too them?
I would fight back against it if it's not real.
You know it's coming, right?
What do you mean by that?
They will end up accusing you.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Look, if it's not real, then we can have a conversation about it.
And you're okay with them?
I know it's not real, so yeah.
So you're okay with them because you're not going to be...
People make false accusations, and that's genuinely terrible. But it's not the reality. The reality is that more often than not, the real people who actually assault people don't get punished.
So most of the women are lying? Are you saying most of them are lying?
No, I'm not saying most of them are lying. I'm saying most of those are not. Most of those are not lies. And even when it's real,
even when it goes under prosecution. What will you do when they come for you or your Uncle Jink?
What do you mean?
What will you do when they come for you? Bad boy.
I'll defend myself.
Bad boy.
I'll defend myself.
Okay. But you supported evil? Mark my word, they're going to come for you, okay. Your uncle, and every other male in your family. I got to ask you.
Okay, can we just really quickly, briefly state something?
Yes.
Okay. Believing women does not mean that everyone who's been on a bad date or whatever needs to be thrown in jail. Believing women just means don't reflexively disbelieve women. Because up until this moment, we reflexively disbelieve women. We find ways to say, no, this
have
person is doing it for money.
Have you ever met an honest woman?
What?
Have you ever met an honest woman?
Yeah, I've met
an honest woman?
Wow, you really hate women, don't
no,
you?
No, do you have you? I'm just asking, have you ever met an
yes.
honest woman? So what about all those girls that you lied on you and you broke up with them?
They were honest, too.
They were telling the truth about you?
I mean, yeah, I think so. Oh. We left on good terms.
I gotta ask you one other.
Wait, why do you have this such a
about
why
Steve.
Do you have such a skewed perspective on women in general?
Let me ask you about Steve.
What happened to you? Why
do
you
know who Congressman Steve Keen is?
Wait, yeah, he's a white nationalist he's a congressman from.
What made him a white nationalist?
He's white. Constantly talks about how you can't have. Babies with other people's. You can't build a civilization on other people's babies. He also literally supported an avowed open white nationalist for mayor of Toronto, Faith Goldie, who recited the 14 words. So I would say that those are some pretty clear indicators that this person is a white nationalist, if not a white supremacist.
And so when did it become wrong for white people to stand
when
up?
When did it become wrong for white people to
white
be white nationalists?
To stand up for their country.
1942.
It became wrong in 1942 for white people
when
to stand
end,
up.
Yes. Now, when we ended
on,
the
on,
Nazi
let me
scourge,
this.
Yes.
It became wrong
it was
for
wrong
white
even
people.
Before then.
It became wrong for white people to stand up for their country in 1942. Are you saying
when,
that?
When the Nazi regime was destroyed,
that?
It became wrong to be a white nationalist. If the Nazis had won, we would probably have a drastically different reality.
So Steve Keen stood up for his country.
He did not stand
and
up for his
calling
country.
Him, okay.
He stood up for his broken understanding of what this country is that does not reflect reality. This is not a white country.
Okay, so let me ask this. There's a woman in Congress by the name of Rashid Tlaib,
yes,
a Muslim.
Yes. There's another one. Right. Ilhan Omar is another Muslim, yes.
One of them is a lesbian. And so do you support
why do you say it
Rashid
like that?
And the other Muslim is against America? They're not for America.
Why do you think that?
Do you support them?
Why do you think that?
Do you support them?
Are they against America?
Do you support them?
You have to tell me why they're against America.
Do you support the Muslims?
I don't think they're against America.
You support the Muslims?
Yes, I support the Muslims.
But you're against the white people who stand up for their country.
Wait, what? I am against white nationalists.
Is it
I'm
wrong
not against
for,
white people.
Is it wrong
I'm against
for white
people? Nationalists.
Is it
if
wrong?
They were fundamentalists, if they were ISIS sympathizers, then I would be against them too. But if they are just Muslims, I'm not going to be against just Muslims.
Is it wrong for white people to stand up for their country?
If they're white nationalists, yes.
Is
probably.
It wrong for white people to stand up for their country?
You have to define what you mean by that. You have to elaborate a little bit so
I'll
I can
ask
understand
one more time.
What you're
is
no. Repeating the
wrong.
Question is not elaborating further.
Is it wrong
keep
for
scrolling
white,
on your iPad, Jesse, but it's not going to make more sense. You got to give
white
me
people,
a description.
Is it wrong for white people to stand up for their country?
Is it wrong for white people to stand up for their country? You have to elaborate a little bit further on this. Do you mean white nationalists, or do you just mean white people are standing up for their country in the sense that they're fighting for, they're fighting against racism, they're fighting against inequality? In that, yes, It is absolutely correct and the right thing to do for white people and all people to fight against this sort of thing. But if it's white people saying that this is a white-only country and we need to preserve our white culture, and it's a completely flawed perspective that is not real at all, and it is just a fantasy for fragile whites to think that they are...
Totally
to think that they are...
Is it wrong for white people to stand up for their country?
Okay. Do you not want to hear my answer?
All this stuff you're saying is too long and kind of...
Okay, it's counterproductive.
Is it wrong for white people to stand up for their country?
I can simplify it for you as well if you would
You will.
But not
give me a yes or no.
It's not a yes or no question.
Why not?
Because you're framing it in an inappropriate way.
How is that inappropriate?
Because a yes or no question, if you load it, if you front load it in a similar fashion to what I asked you, which is, did you stop beating your wife? It's a yes or no question.
Are you asking me
did
that?
Did you stop beating
your
wife?
I just told you I don't have a wife.
Okay, but did you stop beating your son?
Is it wrong for white people?
But you didn't answer. It's a yes or no question. But it's a yes or no question. It's not real. You don't have a wife,
so
but it's a yes or no question.
You're not going to
answer
that.
Just like your white question
you're
is not a real
answer,
question.
You're
it's
not
going to yes
answer
no.
that question, right?
I can answer the question, but I don't want to make sure that we contextually are on the same page.
Is it wrong for white people to stand up for their country?
Okay. Did you stop beating your wife?
You're not going to answer that.
Did you stop beating your wife?
I got one more.
Did you stop beating your wife?
I'm a nationalist. I'm a black nationalist.
Are you?
Does that make me black supremacist?
Are you black and also a nationalist? Or are you black in the sense that you're a separationist and you want to have a separate black-only state?
Question. I'm a black nationalist.
But that
Does
word
that
means
make
something.
Me a black supremacist?
That means something. And you need to describe to me what that means. Are you a separationist? Are you a segregationist? Do you believe that black people should have their own areas?
You're not
going to
answer that either, right?
No, but I need to understand, Jesse.
Do you stand up
but
for...
But you're not understanding.
Do
not
you put America
understand.
First? Do you stand for your country, America?
Sometimes, and sometimes I'm very critical of the things that America
do
does.
Do you stand for your country?
Sometimes, I said, yeah.
Does that make you a Muslim nationalist?
Wait, but when you said
my
country, I meant
nationalist.
America.
Right, or atheist nationalist. Does that make you one?
Do you think that just tying along nationalism into anything
that
is,
would
the,
you
is
do
the problem?
With white
I think
people?
It's a problem because I'm a globalist. Okay.
What does that mean to be a globalist?
I stand for all human beings, no matter where they live. I don't think that just because a baby was born in Indonesia, that they deserve a much worse life than myself. It's all probability. I didn't earn
so you
the
don't
right
put,
to,
you don't
I
put
didn't
America
earn the
first.
Right to be born in into an affluent family. So yes, I think that all
you don't
human
put
beings
you
deserve
put
a dignified life.
You don't put America first.
No, of course not.
A woke bae is a boyfriend or usually male significant other who is progressive and enlightened in general. He is aware of current events and is sympathetic to plights against racism and sexism.
Amazing. My final question.
Okay.
Did you have fun?
In this interview?
Uh-huh.
There were times that were fun, and then there were times where it was genuinely concerning.
Amazing. Thank you for coming.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you all for tuning in, folks. It's amazing. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share. And we have merchandise on Fallen State, and we appreciate your support. Thank you again for coming, man.
Thanks for
Say
having me.
Say hello to your uncle for me.
I will.
All right.
8.
What does your sign say?
It says, bitches get things done.
If you say it, you're going to get slapped.
She said bitches.
No, I need this damn sign, and it's just a slogan.
Do
not go
in the nonsense.
Well, they do when things are so messed up that we're putting children in cages. Get out.
You hate black
people. Get out of here.
Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.